It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. I'm Melissa D'Souza with Bree Walt, and this is Centennial College Radio News to 11 o'clock. In the weather, it's 14 degrees and partly cloudy outside our East York studios. Expect a high of 22 degrees this afternoon with a chance of showers. And we don't have any news this morning, so let's send it over to Bree for her thoughts on the TTC.
Oh, I'll give you some thoughts on the TTC, Melissa. So the way I look at it is that it doesn't seem that hard. You get on the bus or the subway, you sit down if there's a seat, get off at your stop. Simple, right? Well, not for everybody. I start my day on the bus. I'm surrounded by people who chat loudly on their cell phones. They don't move to the back when it fills up, and they lean on the poles that other people are trying to hang on to. So the bus gets to the station. Everyone rushes to be the first off. I mean, we'll all be off the bus in 30 seconds, so what's the point? I get on the subway at St. Clair West and stand up since there's never a seat during the morning rush. At St. George Station, I get off to transfer, but there are so many people on the outside waiting to get on the train, and they start rushing in, so I have to fight my way off, or they stand right in front of the doors and again in my way. So once I'm off the train, I go down the stairs to get to the Bloor line, which is a nightmare. Everyone rushes up both sides of the stairs and you have to push to get through. On the eastbound train, it's busy until Yonge Station when most people exit. Finally, for the first time that day, I get a seat, only to have someone beside me putting their feet up in my seat and touching me with them. It's not a big deal, except that I hate feet and I've already dealt with so many rude people. As I sit and sip my coffee that's already getting cold and try to get a few pages of reading in, all I can think is that I wish I hadn't sold my car. And that's my thought on the TTC. And after this quick break, we're going to go to Melissa for a look at shitty drivers.
I had the sweats. I was nauseous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38. I play golf whenever I can. I cut down on smoking. And I'm not that much overweight. Anyway, the chest pain, it was like someone was standing on my chest. I could hardly catch my breath. So my neighbor says I'm calling an ambulance. Stupid me, I'm still going, nah, I'll be all right. These just gas pains. Only now the pain starts spreading to my shoulder and neck, then my arm. So finally I say, okay, call the ambulance. I got to the hospital and they stopped the heart attack. I mean, as fast as it started with this new treatment that dissolves blood clots, here's the real kicker. The treatment is so new, it's not available everywhere. Guess it was my lucky day.
If there is one thing I have come to realize, it is that Toronto drivers are the worst of the bunch. I can't remember a day where I haven't had my blood pressure raise as a result of an incompetent driver. For example, last week, I was on the 401 and I saw someone driving on the left-hand shoulder. At first, I thought they were trying to get back into traffic after having pulled over. But no, they were driving like it was an actual lane. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell is wrong with these people? The answer, I think I have it. After venting about this experience to a friend, he said to me, that person must be a bad walker. I asked him to explain. He said to me, just think of it the last time you were in a mall. You know those people who stop without warning or who take up the entire walking space so that you can't get around? What about those people who walk really slowly without realizing they are in the way? And how about the people who walk out of a store and right into you because they weren't paying attention? Now, apply all those situations to the road. Those same people probably drive in the passing lane at 90, switch lanes without looking or signaling, and they pay more attention to the scenery than they do the road. So, to all you bad walkers out there, please, if you lack spatial sense, do everyone a favor and let someone else do the driving.